Maybe that will be helpful considering it is a private member's bill rather than a committee or executive bill. A minor change, but I think it will be useful for later reference.
Let me indicate that copies will be sent to members, but also the reports will be ATC. The next one is on the national minimum wage. Report of the Select Committee on Economic and Business Development on the National Minimum Wage Bill, B31B 2017, Section 75, dated the 7th August 2018. The Select Committee on Economic and Business Development, having considered the National Minimum Wage Bill, B31B 2017, Section 75, referred to it, reports that it has agreed to the bill without amendments. the process followed by the committee. The National Minimum Wage Bill was referred to the Select Committee on Economic and Business Development on the 29th May 2018 by the National Assembly, NA. The committee received briefing from the Department of Labor on the 20th February 2018. The committee, acting in accordance with its constitutional obligation to facilitate public participation, invited interested parties to submit comments on the bill. The committee advertised the bill on the 1st June 2018, inviting all interested stakeholders to submit written submissions and to indicate whether they would like to make an oral submission to the committee. The invitation was advertised for a period of 2 weeks from 1st to 8th June 2018 in community newspapers in all 11 languages as well as on the parliamentary website. An extension was granted for late submission until the 15th June 2018. The committee received 10 submissions prior to the closing date, as well as 2 additional submissions after the closing date. All of the submissions were considered, and 12 of the submitters were invited to make oral submissions, and 2 could not make it. On the 27th June 2018, the Department of Labor responded to the submissions received. On the 7th August 2018, the committee deliberated on the content of the bill and considered the issues raised in the public participation period and the department response thereto. Having considered the matter, the committee agrees to adopt the bill without any amendments. On minority views, the DA indicated that while it supported the purpose of the object of the bill, it does not support the bill in its current form. It is the view of the DA that given the current economic climate, the bill may have the unintended consequences of negatively affecting small and medium businesses who cannot afford the national minimum wage. It is the view of the DA that the focus of the bill should have been on sectoral determination and the introduction of national minimum wage in those sectors that could afford it, rather than have it applied generally, as is currently the case. The EFF noted that whilst it supports the bill and agrees to the object of the bill, it does not support the proposed minimum wage of 20 rand an hour, as this is too little and will not succeed in alleviating poverty. A report to be considered. Okay. Honorable Mateo.
I don't know whether they put it very correctly. We do agree with the minimum wage, not the bill. Disagree with the amount of change that has been. We still believe that it's too little.
Chairperson, just for clarification, at the beginning of the statement, you're mentioning 2 days. You're saying that it was processed by the NA in May. But then you're saying it was given to this select committee in February.
Clarify that. What we did, we, as a committee, we invited the department to make presentation in February on the 4 bills. But then we didn't do anything after that. We had to wait for the National Assembly to deal with its processes. And then when they finished, we did not then invite the department to come and make presentation to the committee, because that has already been done, was done on the 20th of February. So all that we then did when they finished was to issue adverts, including the amendments. Those adverts were including the amendments from the portfolio committee, and then then there were submissions that were made. And then we dealt with the process. Otherwise, the presentation itself was done on the 20th, but we could not do anything about the the bills until they were finalized by the National Assembly.
Thank you, Chair. What you have explained makes absolute sense to me. But because it's not in the statement, I'm just fearful, Chair, respectfully said, that some other people looking at that may think that this is an error. So my proposed amendment would just be something to the effect that in order to prepare itself, the committee already looked at the bill in February, awaiting the outcomes of the MA. Something to that effect, Chair. Thank you.
Okay, with that, Chair, can we then have a mover and a second? Moving. Okay, and in the second, I'm up on. Honorable Mabuez, the move is seconded by Honorable Shark, with those views that have been expressed by the EFF and the TA. Thank you. We go to the next one.
My apologies.
Okay.
I'm thinking of what the Honorable Makuba is saying now. When are we going to then notice that you have inserted the sentence that is asking?
When we receive the copies, it will include the points that is raised. But also when it is ATC, it will also include the point that is raised. So that it doesn't give an impression that the bill sits in the NCOP and the NCOP only dealt with it in June when it was referred to it in February. So there should be a clarification that it had to wait for the NA to finalize its processes. That is the point that is raised. Mm-hmm. Or somebody would think that, oh, it came to the NCOP on the 20th of February, and the NCOP only dealt with it in June.
I heard your explanation.
But then the caption will be included.
Okay.
When it goes, when it's sent to yourself, it will have this caption.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. The next one, Honourable Members, is on the Labour Relations Amendment Bill. The report of the Select Committee on Economic and Business Development on the Labour Relations Amendment Bill, B32B 2017, Section 75, dated 7 August 2018. The Select Committee on Economic and Business Development, having considered the Labour Relations Amendment Bill, B32B 2017, Section 75, referred to it, reports that it has agreed to the bill without amendments. The process followed by the committee, the Labour Relations Amendment Bill was referred to the Select Committee on Economic and Business Development on the 29 May 2018 by the National Assembly. The committee received a briefing from the Department of Labor on 20 February 2018. The committee, acting in accordance with its constitutional obligation to facilitate public participation, invited interested parties to submit comments on the bill. The committee advertised the bill on the 1st June 2018, inviting all interested stakeholders to submit written submissions and to indicate whether they would like to make an oral submission to the committee. The invitation was advertised for a period of 2 weeks from 1st to 8th June 2018 in community newspapers in all 11 languages, as well as on parliamentary website. An extension was granted for late submission until the 15th June 2018. The committee received 10 submissions prior to the closing date, as well as 2 additional submissions after the closing date. All of the submissions were considered, and 12 of the submitters were invited to make oral submissions, and 2 could not make it. On the 27th June 2018, the Department of Labor responded to the submission received. On the 7th August 2018, the committee deliberated on the content of the bill and consider the issues raised in the public participation period. And the department responded to, having considered the matter, the committee agrees to adopt the bill without any amendments. On minority views, the DA does not support the bill and object to the fact that the committee was not provided an opportunity to engage with NOMSA in respect of its submission and oral presentation during the public hearing phase. It is of the view that this stifled the public participation process. The report to be considered. Any mover? Honorable McCoy?
Chair, just a question again. I'm sorry. I'm preparing myself to leave at four. Chair, would there be a need in the final paragraph to express appreciation for the guidance provided by the state law advisors and the support of Parliament's legal staff? It's more a question, Chair.
What will happen is that for now we're adopting the committee report, but when we table the report in the plenary, we will then thank everybody who participated in the process making these bills. That will be then contained in the report that will be tabled in the plenary. So with that, you move in the adoption.
I so move, Chair.
And the second, honorable
Dehal. Before I second, are you going to print our names, acknowledge our names as members of the committee?
No.
Parliament knows who are the members of the committee.
On a lighter note, Chairperson, I really want to support the move.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay. Perhaps you will be presiding on that thing as the House Chairperson.
Just before we start with the other one, I remember last year when we had in the Select Committee on Trade and International Relations a number of the international agreements that what we did in our presentation to the House was to mention the other people that have been consulted, the other departments of government. We would, for example, say that we have consulted with DIRCO, so that it is clear that if we're talking about a trade agreement with Malaysia, that we're not doing that as DTI alone, but we have consulted with that. And it's in that light that I'm raising this appreciation for the participation of other stakeholders, because it's a piece of history that we're putting away, and it might be helpful for those that's going to research later to also then get an insight as to who. I mean, in this instance, it might be important that it's mentioned in the bill itself, so we may say we don't want to mention the players in that land, the private sector and the civil society groups, organized labor. It's in the bill, so we may not want to mention it, but I just thought that it might be important that before we go to the other one, that we have that consistency also in how we deal with these matters in the SLP. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Now, like I was saying, that we will, in fact, we could also deal with the processes, even at NEDLAC. Appreciating those processes, even processes of the principals in NEDLAC, because some of the discussion took place outside NEDLAC, but by the principals themselves that participate in NEDLAC processes. So that report then that will be tabled will others. But also acknowledge also the role that was played by the chairperson, the late chairperson of the Portfolio Committee of the National Assembly, the late Honorable Fezeka Lolu, who passed away while the committee was still in the NAPC with the processing of it. So there will be various people that will be acknowledged in the process. Thank you. Can we then go to the next the last one, the report on Select Committee on Economic and Business Development on Basic Condition of Employment Amendment Bill, B30B 2017, Section 75, dated 7 August 2018. The Select Committee on Economic and Business Development, having considered the basic conditions of employment, referred to it that it has agreed to the bill without amendments. The process followed by the committee, the Basic Condition of Employment Amendment Bill, was referred to the Select Committee on Economic and Business Development on 29, 2018 by the National Assembly. The committee received briefing from the Department of Labor on 20 February 2018. The committee, acting in accordance with its constitutional obligation to facilitate public participation, invited interested parties to submit comments on the bill. The committee advertised the bill on 1st June 2018, inviting all interested stakeholders to submit written submissions and to indicate whether they would like to make an oral submission to the committee. The invitation was advertised for a period of 2 weeks from the 1st to 8th June 2018 in community newspapers. I think there should be a correction on this, even with the previous one. It can't be 2 weeks, is it, from the 1st to the 8th. In all 11 languages, as well as parliamentary websites. An extension was granted for late submission until the 15th June 2018. The committee received 10 submissions prior to the closing date, as well as two additional submissions after the closing date. All of the submissions were considered and 12 of the submissions were submissions could not make it. On the 27th June 2018, the Department of Labor responded to the submission. 7 August 2018, the committee deliberated on the content of the bill and considered the issues raised in the public participation period and the department response thereto. Having considered the matter, the committee agreed to adopt the bill without any amendments. On the minority views, the DA objected to the bill and noted it is concerned that the extension of jurisdiction afforded to the Commission for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration, the CCMA, will result in the practical difficulties, and the CCMA does not have the necessary resources and capacity to perform the additional function. Report to be considered.
Chair, with due respect, I think it's not captured properly. We're not objecting to the CCMA. We made a clear reference to the law enforcement, the inspection and enforcement, that is where labor inspectors, we said there is a capacity problem, the serious lack of resources, not the CCMA, but inspection and enforcement. That's a department, a section within the department itself. Can you rephrase that? Thank you.
Let me read it again. The DA object to the bill and noted it is concerned that the extension of jurisdiction afforded to the Commission for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration, CCMA, will result in practical difficulties as the CCMA does not have capacity.
Chair, the sentence is right, but hey, the CCMA put enforcement and compliance. That's the department we are referring to specifically. I mean the section in the department or the unit in the department. So it's not CCMA, it's enforcement and compliance that we are referring to.
But then where is it in the, which clause is it in? Because the clause in the bill talks about the extension. Because when I was reading the papers of the bill, right, then you made your input. And that, can you allow me to finish? You remember when you were objecting then, or when you were raising your concern, you raised your concern when I was reading your papers. On the papers, it talks about the extension of the jurisdiction afforded to the CCMP. The paper doesn't say anything about the capacity of the Department of Labor. So your objection was, when I mentioned in the bill, the purpose of the bill that it extends the jurisdiction of the CCMP. So you can't then say, I must take out the CCMP, when in the purpose, CCMA is mentioned. You not understand, madam?
Thank you. Chair, I have the bill before me now. To include enforcement of provisions of the national, to extend the provisions for monitoring and enforcement by the labor inspectors. Now, we were saying that is the part that is the basis of objection. In fact, I even expressed that CCMA is doing very well, so we have no issues with it.
I think that will be corrected. Thank you. Can we then have a move at the second? Honorable Dehane, seconded by Honorable Chet. Thank you very much. That was the last bill. What we're going to do, Honorable Members, the corrections will be effected accordingly. But also in the ATC version, there should be a summary of the issues that were raised by individual submitters, a summary, but also the responses to those issues that were raised by the people that were making submissions, so that it's not cited as if those issues were not considered. So it must appear in the ATC version, the summary of the issues, individual, what this organization said, what this one said, and all that, and also what the responses to each of those responses, the summary of those, so that it's not cited as if those issues were not considered, and also they were not responded to, that summary as well. But also it could also, in the ATC, just trace the background to this labor laws, particularly the three, that is the National Minimum Wage, the Basic Conditions of the Employment Act, the amendments, as well as the labor relations, and also the point that Mako was saying, the acknowledgement of those who participated. So the ATC, but this one is just a committee report that we are adopting, but then we need to expand on the ATC. Agreed? Thank you very much. That then brings us to the end of the meeting. Let me take this opportunity to thank the honorable members for their participation throughout the process. Thank the DG, EDG, the Minister says here, the DG, but also the EDG who's been consistent in attending the meetings, and also the Chief Director and all the team from the Department of Labor. We have now come to the end of the meeting of this whole process. The CCMA was also consistently represented, the director, if you were not here, we appreciate that you are here today, but Susanna was consistently represented. We thank the parliamentary staff, legal services unit, the office of the chief state law advisor. We also thank the public, the media that has also been attending these hearings, gentlemen from Germany who's interested in this labor law has also been consistent in attending the meeting. the process now is that these bills, as I was saying, the report will be 80 seats, and it will be up now to the programming committee to decide on the date on which then the bills will be considered in the plenary of the National Council of Provinces. Once the bills are adopted by the National Council of Provinces, they will be then sent to the President for consent, and then they will then sign the bill to law. So that is going to be the process. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. We had hoped that initially we anticipated actually that the process was going to be longer. We had even prepared that we're going to continue, break for lunch, and then resume after lunch, and then continue. But we finished long before lunch. I'm not sure now whether there is any lunch. The committee secretary was here. As soon as we were complaining about the document, he disappeared. I haven't seen him since. So it was going to be the one indicating whether we have